Basically, what we try to do here is try to provide excellent habitat during the spring migrations for shorebirds and waterfowl.
You'll soon find yourself at the entrance of the Nature Conservancy's preserve at Cheyenne Bottoms. When you get there, drive on in.
We have 7,700 acres, and probably only about 2,000 of that is considered wetlands.
Robert Penner is the Cheyenne Bottoms and Avian Programs Manager. Like other things in this region, misinformation abounds about the purpose of the conservancy.
I think what they get wrong the most is that the Nature Conservancy is into preservation versus conservation. That we want to own a piece of land and let nobody on it. What really happens is what we try to fit into the landscape. We fully welcome the public to come here and view it. We're not closed down to the public at all. And that we are actually a bunch of good guys that are just trying to do what we think is important in the whole scheme of things.
I hope you take advantage of the invitation and drive in and spend some time here. The mission of the Conservancy is to preserve plants, animals, and natural communities that represent the diversity of life on Earth by protecting the lands and water they need to survive. Here at Cheyenne Bottoms, that means to protect the marshes, wetlands, and grasslands that migratory shorebirds and waterfowl need. But why? The answer is simple. The web. Not the internet, the World Wide Web that we've become so familiar with, but the food web, which we are much, much more dependent upon. Penner elaborates.
Back in college, we learned this as the food chain or food web, that everything depends on something else. And if we start right down to the basics, you know, the grasshoppers eat the grass, mice eat grasshoppers, then we have a bird of prey like a burrowing owl or a prairie falcon comes and feed on those things. So if we didn't have grass or we didn't have, you know, any one of those things was missing, then we wouldn't have the next one up.
It's a delicate balance and one that we humans are very much involved in, not only as preservationists and caretakers, but participants as well.
There's so many things out there that we don't understand, and if we start losing them, you know, we could be next. That's kind of why I'm here. I want to provide future generations the opportunity to see these animals, but also keep human race out here, because I think we're tied in really closer than I think we'll ever realize.
The Conservancy manages the land by attempting to create a mosaic of vegetation heights and densities. This provides nesting and feeding stability to a wide range of species and extends the benefits of land management way beyond shorebirds and waterfowl. It benefits other creatures that rely on these habitats, like prairie dogs, deer, and coyotes. These animals rely on the efforts of conservation and preservation. And continuing up the chain, so do humans, but not necessarily as a food source. Mike Cargill, the director of the Great Bend Zoo and Raptor Center, talks about one of the other equally important human benefits.
I have to tell you that my kids are still excited to see an eagle. And, you know, they still think that seeing a bald eagle is just the top of the line. And today it's not too difficult to find bald eagles. I mean, you know, they're on the comeback, and it's not too hard to find, but everyone's heart beats a little faster when you see a bald eagle. There's no doubt about it.
As you drive the byway, not just the Bottoms or at Quivira, look for the various birds and other critters. Here in this part of Kansas, in addition to the refuges and conservation efforts, we have one of the preeminent raptor centers in the country. Like so many things, the need for the center is man-made.
One of the leading causes of death in adult birds of prey is collision with man-made objects. And so we see lots of injuries to birds as a result of power lines, collision with cars, picture windows, things like that. We feel it's an important part of our being to take care of those animals that we're hurting and damaging.
The second leading cause of injury is more under our control and also leads to the main focus of the Raptor Center, education.
We do educational programs all across the United States, actually. We do bird programs throughout almost all 50 states. And education is really the guidelines and really the ultimate in what we're trying to accomplish, because the second leading cause of death in the bird of prey is not collision with man-made objects. That's the first. The second one is actually people shooting them.
Education, preservation, conservation. The human role, and especially its role in this part of Kansas, depends on people. People like Rob Penner, Mike Cargill, and all of the other men and women who are dedicated to ensuring that these resources continue to thrive.
we become now the protectors, you know. It's all right to be a consumer of these animals. It's all right to hunt. Hunting provides great money into the conservation and things like that. But we need to become the protectors and realize that every one of these steps, every one of these, what they call trophic levels, or all these levels of animals and plants and stuff, they all need to be protected or we won't be here.
Sharing this message with the public is more than a job.
I can't tell you, it just touched me. There's something in your blood if you're an environmentalist. It's just in your blood and you can't get it out. I hope at my funeral, as soon as everybody's sat down at my funeral, that, you know, my daughter stands up and does an environmental program. You know, that's because you wouldn't want to waste a crowd. But overall, our goal is to try to encourage people to respect all living things, including themselves, not just the animal that we are holding in hands, but everything, all living animals.
Education leads to change, and we are constantly changing, either for the better or for the worse. We asked Rob and Mike what they hope the future holds. Rob Penner.
Part of being a land manager is always having a vision of what it's going to look like, what it should look like. We're not too far from that now, but what we're trying to do is open up this area to big patches of grassland. So that involves us taking out old cross fences and things like that. That involves removing trees from the grasslands, you know, so it's because that's what we are. We're a grassland area, a grassland marsh. So what I hope to see is, or if somebody see here down the road, is that you come over, pop the hill. There's still water out here, you know, in the rainy season. It looks like a big, huge 30,000 acres of grass and water, trees just along the streams, and that's it. And you come down and you can see the huge numbers of birds coming off there. That's probably the one thing most important to me, is that we always have the birds.
Mike Cargill gives an even broader point of view.
I believe that one of the most important things for us all to understand is that the birds or the animals or the environment isn't just the Central Flyway or isn't just Kansas. It's the world. These birds travel the world. They start in the Arctic, they end up in the Antarctic, and then they go back to the Arctic. Maybe not the same way they came. We need to be focusing on understanding that it's not just an event that happens here. It's really a worldwide thing.
Enjoy your time in the Nature Conservancy. If the roads are dry and the weather is good, drive the mile or so into the preserve. Stop the car. Get out and walk around. It's a great place to be. Then when you're ready, return to the scenic byway and continue your tour.